USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Governor Ron DeSantis is drawing a line in the sand when it comes to mask mandates for the upcoming school year. He's threatening to call lawmakers back to the Capitol if the federal government or school districts move to make masks mandatory. Governor DeSantis made it clear that won't be happening in Florida.
We've never had any mandates in the state of Florida, and we will not have any mandates in the state of Florida.
A federal court on Friday ruled that the CDC overstepped its authority by halting evictions during the COVID-19 pandemic. The Cincinnati-based U.S. Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals unanimously agreed with the lower court ruling that said the CDC engaged in federal overreach with the eviction moratorium, which the agency has consistently extended for months. Several weeks ago, the CDC announced it would allow the policy to expire at the end of July. This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
After a lengthy closed-door review of the National Defense Authorization Act for fiscal year 2022, the Senate Armed Services Committee approved language in the bill that would require young women to register for the draft. According to a summary the NDAA released Thursday, it highlights the change, saying the new bill is amending the Military Selective Service Act to require the registration of women for selective service. Most Americans who haven't been vaccinated against COVID-19 say they are unlikely to get the shots and doubt they would work against the aggressive Delta variant, despite evidence they do, according to a new poll that underscores the challenges facing public health officials amid soaring infections in some states.
As all the major scientific operations in this country and the 25-person group we put together are looking at all the possibilities of what's happening now.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
NFL star DeAndre Hopkins suggested in a now-deleted tweet that his playing career is in jeopardy after the league announced new COVID-19 policies. It came after the NFL sent a memo to every team Thursday announcing it would not extend the season for teams that have COVID-19 outbreaks among unvaccinated players. Teams that have such an outbreak would have to forfeit and take a loss, according to the memo. An ally of former President Donald Trump is out of jail. More from Wendy King.
A federal judge in Los Angeles freed wealthy private equity investor Thomas Barak, an ally of former President Trump, on $250 million bond in his illegal lobbying case. Prosecutors have charged Barak, who's been in jail since Tuesday, with illegally lobbying former President Trump on issues benefiting the United Arab Emirates. He secured his release with $5 million in cash. The court in L.A. also ordered him to wear a GPS monitoring bracelet, banned him from transferring any money overseas, imposed a curfew, and restricted his travel to Southern California and New York. He's scheduled to appear in federal court in Brooklyn on Monday. Prosecutors said Barak, who was chairman of Trump's 2017 inaugural committee for conspiring to act as agents of the United Arab Emirates. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.